Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Emil Customer Service. How may I assist you?
Hold on 1 second. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm calling because we have some charges on our account from you guys, and we have no idea who you are or what product or service you guys provide.
Alrighty, so I do understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment. One moment. Here. And your first and last name?
I believe from papers we got, it's probably Robert Daniels.
Alrighty. What's that zip code?
47273.
Alrighty. And the last name was again?
Daniels.
Okay, so let's see. What's the last 4 digits of the card that the purchase came off of?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What is the last 4 digits of the card that the purchase came off of?
Oh, well, we've canceled that card now. I don't know if I still have it. Let me see.
Or we can try that email.
Okay, probably rcdan0108@gmail.com.
All right. Let's see if that works.
And it was, the charges were August, September, October.
Okay. All righty. So I was able to locate a Robert Daniels just to be certain that we have the correct Robert Daniels. What, could you confirm that address for me for security purposes?
8145 North County Road, 600 West, Scipio, Indiana.
Alrighty, thank you for that information, and everything is loading. And everything is just loading slowly, so I do appreciate your patience. All righty. Let's see. So give me one brief moment. Alrighty. So yes, ma'am, reviewing the profile, it shows that Mr. Daniels had basically made a purchase for, well, he enrolled into a contest where it expressed that he won, amongst other contestants, a placement to win that toolbox for the shipping and handling charge of $7.95. with him entering that contest for the toolbox, he did also agree, if he did not cancel after paying that shipping / entry fee, that the subscription will automatically start sending him out an email where it provides him that $125 gift card voucher. Along with that voucher is a link where he would click and he would enter his voucher code to order more gadgets. It does show that there was a dispute that was made against the charges, and that was back on the 22nd of October. There hasn't been any charges to come out of this account since October.
Okay, so what, you said there would have been a voucher emailed to him?
Yes, that was back on the 2nd of October. And also the 31st, yeah, the 2nd of October.
Okay, the 2nd of October and 31st of October?
No, it was just the 2nd.
Oh, okay. And he can use that voucher for what?
It's a link that is within the email where he can click on that link to order more gadgets.
Okay. Okay, so as of right now, there's no more, the subscription is canceled or whatever, nothing else should come out?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, then that's all I need. And this was, what is the company or what is it called that this went through this?
So yes, ma'am. The name of the company that charged him was going to be, let's see. So
I'm sorry, it was what?
It was the support at Try Discount. Not discount, but directdiscountproducts.com. So directdiscountproducts.com.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, as long as everything is canceled, then there's nothing else that we need to do to stop any further charges, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, then that's all we needed.
All righty. Well, I do appreciate you for calling customer service, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.